Ian Jones from the Burnie Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Ian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee.
Always busy at the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, isn't it? What's been happening lately?
Well, I was fortunate enough to attend the opening of the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens on Saturday, Lee. They've been a member of the Chamber for a long time, and it was a glorious day up there. The weather was much better than the previous couple of days, and I'd urge everyone to get up there, have a look at the gardens during spring and summer. They're bigger and better than ever this season, and there's even a garden sculpture competition with a dozen exhibits on display for the next 4 weeks or so. The season was opened by Gary Davies, the director of the Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens, and everyone enjoyed the festivities, and the rare plant auction brought the dollars out of some of our local politicians and a well-known veterinarian.
What a beautiful part of the world too, the Rhodo Gardens there, and I believe President Peter Holm got into the action.
He sure did, Lee, a couple of most judicious purchases.
I'll have a bit of a chat to him about that tomorrow morning. What about some other events you got planned there, Ian?
Well, tomorrow we have our fortnightly breakfast session at Weller's Inn, and we feature one of our own chamber members, Matt Grice, from One Agency Burnie. Matt's quite a dynamic young guy who's been in the real estate industry for 7 years and founded his own agency 12 months ago. He's had fantastic success in that short period and will be telling us how he's managed to grow his agency so quickly, and specifically regarding his use of social media and other technologies in selling real estate. I've titled Matt's address as Zero to Hero in 1 Year, and that's on at 7:15 for a 7:30 start Wednesday, September 14th at Weller's Inn. Costs $20 for members and $25 for guests, and everyone's welcome to that.
Yeah, no, Matt, and well done for what he's achieved so far, and that sounds like an interesting presentation, Ian.
Everyone takes a bit of interest in real estate, I guess, as many of us are homeowners and go through the buying and selling process several times in our lifetime. So it's a session not to be missed. I think local businesses really need to embrace social media a lot more. So to hear Matt's story hopefully will inspire more businesses to jump on board. And talking of inspiration, I'd like to officially congratulate two of our chamber members who are leading members of the hospitality industry at the recent THA conference at Rest Point. John Lacandro, the founder of Martini and Rialto restaurants here in Burnie, and Martini was actually the first licensed restaurant in Tasmania, opening in 1968. John won the Bertie Tuccieri Industry Achievement Award, and then Justin and Cindy at Coastal Pods won the Best Luxury Accommodation Award.
Further good news there, and I believe you're attending the TCCI event in Launceston.
Yes, the Tasmanian Chamber are hosting an event where the guest of honour is the new Federal Minister for Small Business, Michael McCormack. And he's a National Party member representing the Riverina district and grew up on a farm there and eventually had a small media and publishing business in Wagga. Mr McCormack will be accompanied by the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Pearson, who I'm keen to meet and invite to visit us on the coast in the new year. James was just appointed in April after a very distinguished career with Shell Australia and more recently the Western Australian Chamber of Commerce.
Isn't it great to have access to those type of people on that level, on that national level?
Yes, Lee. We're fortunate. We have regular contact with federal and state politicians from all parties. Plus, the Burnie Chambers had a strong relationship with the two previous Australian Chamber CEOs. And part of our role in the Chamber is advocacy, and we have the ability to make local issues highly visible at a national level, and we have regular input to state and national conferences on issues that affect local business. Our next guest speaker on September the 28th is Damien White, the CEO of Tasrail, and Damien will be telling us about how they got the rail system back together so quickly after the extensive flood damage 3 months ago. And we've got an executive meeting this Wednesday to get the new executive aligned with the Chamber's strategic goals for the year. We're all trying to make the Chamber stronger and better represent our members and to be able to provide increasing support for them. In the last year, we've implemented the Workplace Relations Helpline to assist members with sorting out any queries on awards, rates of pay, leave entitlements, etc. And that helpline number for members is 1-300-765-123.
Okay, so that number once again, 1-300-765-123. It's sounding like another very busy Wednesday for you, Ian, with a breakfast session and executive meeting.
It will be, Lee, but there's always plenty of admin tasks going on as well. We're sending out invoices for our 2016-17 membership subscriptions this week, and the good news is that we've deferred any price increase until next year as we recognise times are a bit lean at the moment, and we still have one of the lowest membership fees of any city chamber in the nation. So That's going to keep me going for a while, and that's about all for me this week, Lee.
All right, so just repeating the details, that breakfast networking session is on tomorrow. Matt Grice of One Agency Burnie presenting Zero to Hero in 1 year. It's at Weller's Inn, 7:15 for a 7:30 start. Great way to have a good hearty breakfast to kick off the day. $20 for members and $25 for guests.
That's correct, Lee. It's a great networking opportunity as everyone gets a 1 minute to do an advertorial on themselves or their business, plus the folk at Weller's provide a great breakfast. And anyone wanting to attend tomorrow's breakfast should contact me at admin@bcci.net.au and can follow us for other events on our Facebook page or our website, bcci.net.au.
Ian Jones from the Burnie Chamber of Commerce and Industry, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks very much, Lee.